Steve Dion here with the FinalScore.tv and Varsity Football Live on Sports Radio 950 KJR. I'm here with Randy Davis, head coach of the Cascade Christian Cougars. How are you doing today, Randy?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Great. Hey, we're heading into championship weekend, and the Cascade Christian boys are back into the state tournament at the T-Dome, looking to capture the first title since 2010. You know, you would have been playing for the state title last year if it wasn't for a late field goal in overtime. You know, how has the team evolved since that game last year? And, you know, has it been kind of a building blocks to, you know, getting back to playing for a state berth this year?
Well, most certainly, it certainly was. Especially our senior class, they took that to heart last year and really dedicated themselves, you know, from, you know, like the week immediately following that game. They, you know, we're not a real big school. We're on the smaller end of 1A, but I had 25 to 30 guys in the weight room at 6 o'clock in the morning all winter long into spring. And then it just carried over with spring and camp and fall practices. And this has been their goal, and hopefully we can finish it up, although we're facing a really good Colville team.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned the senior class, and, you know, you have the league MVP and Robert Terhune. You know, tell me about some of the other guys and some of the guys that, you know, have really been part of building this program the last couple of years, including, you know, most of the guys on that senior class.
Yeah, it's a phenomenal senior class. There's just no doubt about it. They were good in junior high, and it just carried over. Of course, we're led by Jalen Goldsmith, our quarterback, who we installed, and, you know, I think it was the second game of his freshman year as a quarterback, and, you know, we haven't looked back. He's just done a great job and grown. And this year, he's really put it all together as one of our leaders, you know, our team captains along. And then also Damon Davis, who's a big linebacker and big guard. He kind of took over his leadership too. Him and Jalen really took over in camp, and they've led the team. And of course, then we got Robert Dune, Riley Ramos, and then Mason Tobeck, who's you know, most people know about him anyway. He's he really put it together this year, especially on the defensive side.
Yeah, Utah State commit, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes, he is. So
big game last week. Had a touchdown catch and a bunch of tackles, and really heralding that stingy defense that you guys have that really contains the run and tries to keep the opposing offense in the middle of the field. So as we head into this final game, you guys in Colville are both 12-0. Do you know much about this team that you're facing? I mean, they're on the complete opposite side of the state. And if so, what are going to be some of the keys for your guys to bring the hardware back to the Puyallup Valley for the first time since 2010?
Well, they are clear on the other side of the state. We do have a few films on them. They come about as far away as you can go up there in the northeastern corner. But the coach up there runs a great program. They got a solid team led by a solid core of seniors. Also, you know, you don't get 12-0 for nothing. And they knocked off earlier in the year. They knocked off the number one team at that time, Freeman.
Yeah,
and they haven't looked
defending
back.
Champs.
And they. You know, they got some really good running backs, and their quarterback is good. And their defense, I think, is kind of leads the state. I think they've only averaged like a little over 8 points a game, giving up 8 points a game, which is phenomenal. So.
Absolutely. It'll be interesting to see, you know, just a battle between a couple of teams that are just really loaded at the, you know, at the senior class. And, you know, we'll see which team comes out on top. We really thank you for joining us today, and good luck this weekend. The game will be at 10 o'clock at the Tacoma Dome on Saturday, correct?
That's correct, Saturday morning.
All right, well, we appreciate you coming on today, and good luck.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Hey, there he is, Randy Davis, head coach of Cascade Christian. Make sure you visit www.thefinalscore.tv, your first stop every day for the best in high school football coverage.